Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 € pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
It's strange how fast everything changes when you're not paying attention. One day, you're on top of things, feeling like you're part of something that matters. The next, you're watching it all slip away, wondering when it started to go wrong. I've always loved creating, telling stories, making videos, writing articles. It's what got me into this business. I've been a content creator for years, working for a digital media company that, until recently, felt like it valued creativity. I'd spent hours crafting content that meant something to me. Stories that weren't just about clicks, but about connection. That's the reason I got into this. The internet was supposed to be a place where creativity could thrive, where voices could be heard, where people like me could take an idea and make it into something real. And for a while, it was. My videos would get decent traction. My articles would get thoughtful comments. I wasn't viral, but I had an audience. I felt like I was doing something worthwhile. But lately, things have been different. It started slowly. At first, it was just a few AI-generated articles popping up here and there. They were mostly filler content. Top 10 lists, quick news recaps, nothing too impactful, just a tool to help with a workload, or so they said. But then, those pieces started doing numbers. Big numbers. Suddenly, the content I'd spent days, sometimes weeks, working on was being outperformed by something that took minutes to generate. I tried not to let it bother me. After all, human creativity would always win out in the end, right? People could tell the difference between something made with heart and something churned out for clicks. At least, that's what I used to tell myself. But then, the shift really started. The higher-ups at the company, seeing how well the AI content performed, began relying on it more and more. It wasn't just the filler pieces anymore. We were being asked to lean into the efficiency of AI tools. Focus on the numbers, they said. And the numbers were good. Great even. The articles were optimized for SEO. Videos cut down to the perfect length for social media. Everything neatly packaged to hit that sweet spot with the algorithm. It felt like everything I valued about creating was being reduced to a formula. Don't get me wrong, technology has always played a role in what we do. Editing software, analytics, scheduling tools, it's all part of the process. But this was different. This wasn't just a tool to help me create. This was a replacement. Slowly, without saying it outright, we were becoming irrelevant. It didn't happen all at once. At first, we were just streamlining, using AI to cut down on time. But then, the AI wasn't just helping. It was doing. It was generating. And the worst part, it was winning. The AI content was outperforming our work every single time. I couldn't wrap my head around it. How could something so hollow, so formulaic, be doing better than real content? It wasn't that people didn't care about quality anymore, was it? Was it all just about clicks and shares? I tried not to panic. I kept telling myself that there was still a place for human creativity, that people would eventually get tired of the machine-made stuff and start craving something real again. But every day, it felt like I was fighting a losing battle. We had a tool that let us check the performance of content on the back end. Metrics that measured against our own content and external competitors' content of similar types. It also let us see who had helped in the creation of said content, a list of the writers, editors and producers, etc. This helped us contact those who could help with creating an effect or style if you're inspired by something they put out. However, I was noticing AI labeled more and more in various parts of people's credits. One morning, I opened the analytics dashboard, excited to see if my latest piece was climbing the charts. It was something I'd put real work into, an investigative piece on the hidden costs of influencer culture. I'd spent weeks gathering interviews, diving into data, writing, rewriting, editing. I felt good about it. I thought it had a real shot at connecting with people. But when I checked the stats, my heart sank. It wasn't there. Buried, drowned beneath a flood of AI-generated fluff. The top article? 10 life hacks you didn't know you needed. Entirely credited to AI. It had over 300,000 views, thousands of shares, and a comment section full of generic praise. Nothing about it was groundbreaking, thoughtful, or even remotely creative. It was designed for one purpose. Clicks. I scrolled further down the list, looking for something, anything made by a real person. But every single top-performing post was either entirely AI-generated or heavily involved in the process. Listicles, how-to guides, even the short-form videos, all perfectly optimized, perfectly forgettable. My piece, the one I'd poured myself into, was sitting in some forgotten corner of the site, gathering dust. I couldn't believe it. This couldn't be what people really wanted, right? I closed the dashboard and sat there, staring at my screen, my frustration boiling over. My work, my actual human-created work, didn't seem to matter anymore. It felt like everything I'd been doing was just filler now, something to be swept aside in favor of algorithm-friendly content that lacked any soul. I wasn't ready to give up, though. Not yet. The next day, I pitched a new idea in our team meeting. Something different. A documentary-styled series exploring the way social media affects mental health. Something that could dig deep, really resonate with people. I thought maybe if I could offer something unique, something AI couldn't replicate, it would remind them why human content still mattered. I was halfway through my pitch when my boss, Gareth, cut me off. "Sounds interesting," he said, not looking up from his phone. "But I think we can have the AI put together something similar. They've been doing really well with the shorter form videos. Gets more engagement that way." I stared at him, feeling like I'd just been punched in the gut. "Yeah, but..." I started, trying to find the words to explain why this was different, why this needed a human touch. "Look, Liam," he said, finally making eye contact. "I get it. I know you've got some great ideas, but right now, we need content that hits quick. The AI can do that, and it does it faster. That's just where we are." Just where we are. That phrase stuck in my head. This wasn't just a one-off. This was the new normal. AI wasn't just a tool anymore. It was the priority. I was no longer needed. I felt my hands clench into fists under the table, but I forced myself to stay calm. No point in making a scene. But deep down, I could feel the resentment growing. Everything I had worked for, all the hours spent perfecting my craft, seemed like it was being traded away for the sake of efficiency. I left that meeting feeling like I was on the verge of being phased out. If AI could do the work faster, cheaper, and pull in more engagement, what was the point of having me here? The shift became impossible to ignore. Each day I'd log in, hoping to see some spark of hope that things were turning around. But it was always the same story. The dashboard was filled top to bottom with AI-generated content, all perfectly optimized to the algorithm's every whim. No matter how hard I worked on a piece, no matter how much of myself I poured into it, it was getting buried. The engagement numbers told the story. It wasn't just my work. Human-made content across the board was struggling. Comments were sparse, likes were down, and shares had all but dried up. Meanwhile, the AI posts were thriving, popping up at the top of every feed like an unstoppable force. I watched as my colleagues, the one who used to care about making something meaningful, started to adapt. One by one, they gave in. They stopped fighting it. They leaned into the AI tools, using them to churn out faster, more frequent content. Sure, it lacked depth, but it didn't matter. It performed. And in the end, that's all that anyone seemed to care about. The office Slack chat, once filled with discussions about creative ideas and new projects, was now a graveyard of links to AI pieces. The tone had shifted completely. What used to be passion was now reduced to efficiency. How fast can we get this out? Replaced. What message are we trying to say? As the core concern. The team meetings became shorter, more automated. With the AI now handling most of the data analysis and content suggestions, essentially feeding itself to grow and grow. More of my colleagues were phased out quietly, replaced by endless streams of machine-made work. And the worst part? No one seemed to notice or care. One afternoon, I came across a viral video on our company's platform. It had everything. Millions of views, countless shares, a comment section full of people raving about how great it was. At first glance, it was the kind of work I would have been proud of. A hot-button topic, beautifully shot, seamlessly edited, with a catchy soundtrack and a story that hit all the right beats. But then I saw the tag, AI generated. I clicked on the video, not sure what I expected. Maybe it was just the visuals that were AI assisted. Maybe the idea had come from a human. But as I watched, it became painfully clear that this entire thing, from concept to execution, was machine made. It was flawless, technically flawless. Every frame was polished, every shot meticulously composed. But there was something missing, something I couldn't put into words right away. And then it hit me. It had no heart. It was the kind of video that was designed to grab attention, to hit the algorithm's sweet spot. But it wasn't about anything. Not really. It was just noise. Empty words barely scratching the surface of the topic it portrayed. Yet, it was viral, racking up views, being shared all over social media, outperforming everything we'd put out that week. I scrolled through the comments, expecting to see at least a few people mentioning how robotic it felt, how it lacked any emotional depth. But there was nothing like that. just waves of praise. People couldn't get enough. I sat there, staring at the screen, feeling like the wind had been knocked out of me. Did it even matter if content was made by a person anymore? Did anyone care about storytelling, about meaning, about connection? Or was it all just about numbers, views, clicks? As the weeks dragged on, I couldn't shake the feeling that something was deeply wrong. It wasn't just that AI content was outperforming human creators. It felt like the entire internet was starting to lose its humanity. The more I engaged, the more hollow everything seemed. Even the creators I used to admire were churning out content that felt eerily similar, robotic, like the soul had been drained from their work. Then, I started noticing something stranger. The interactions. I was scrolling through the comments on a popular creator's new post, a creator I had followed for years. At first glance, the comments were positive, typical internet stuff. But as I looked closer, something didn't sit right. The comments, though supportive, were all oddly generic. Things like, "Great work, keep it up," or "Love this video." But none of them really said anything. No specifics, no real engagement with the content. I clicked on the profiles of some of the commenters just out of curiosity. Most of them had barely any activity. Just a few basic posts, maybe a profile picture, but no substance. It was as if they'd been created solely to leave those bland, non-committal comments. It was happening everywhere. On videos, articles, social media posts, comments were flowing in, but they were all so shallow, so surface level. Even the creators I'd followed for years were getting the same kind of responses, as if the people leaving comments weren't people at all. The more I thought about it, the more I've realized that I wasn't just questioning the comments. I was questioning the creators themselves. Their content started to feel less authentic too, like they were just going through the motions, hitting all the right algorithmic beats without really saying anything meaningful. I started to wonder, were they even real anymore? Had they given up on being themselves and let AI take over their creative process? Or worse, were they using AI-generated personas to maintain their online presence? I couldn't be sure, but the deeper I looked, the more unsettling it became. The line between human and AI was blurring, and I could barely tell the difference anymore. That's when it hit me. What was the point of any of this? What was the point of creating, of pouring your soul into something, if no one could even tell whether it was made by a real person or a machine? And worse, did anyone even care? I had spent years believing in the power of storytelling, of human expression. I thought people wanted something real, something with heart. But every day, the evidence pointed in the opposite direction. People were engaging with the algorithm-driven content, not because it was meaningful, but because it was efficient. It was fast, easy to consume, and perfectly optimized for the dopamine hits they craved. It was like human creativity was being replaced piece by piece with a well-oiled machine. And I was caught in the middle, shouting into the wind, trying to convince people that we still mattered, that I still mattered. But the numbers told a different story. I wasn't ready to give up though, not yet. There was still a part of me that believed in the power of human creativity, that believed people still wanted something real, even if they didn't know it yet. I had to hold on to that, or I'd lose myself completely. That's when I decided to make my stand. It wasn't enough to just make something good anymore. I had to make something that mattered, something that felt alive. The only way to fight back against this tidal wave of AI-driven content was to remind people what real, human creation looked like, to draw the real people of the internet back to the surface. So, I came up with my plan. I was going to create a video, one so raw, so undeniably human that it couldn't be ignored. Something that AI could never replicate, something filled with emotion, imperfections and vulnerability. I wanted to reach out through the screen and grab people, make them feel something real, something that no amount of optimization or algorithmic tweaking could ever produce. The concept was simple, but it had to be deeply personal. About me, about all of us. The video would be an open letter to the people of the internet. I wanted to talk about everything I'd been feeling, all the fear, the frustration, the sense of isolation that had been building up inside me. I'd talk about the state of the internet, about how it felt like we were losing the very thing that made it special. The people, the real people. I wanted to tell a story. Not a polished, perfect story, but a messy, flawed one. The kind of story that felt like a conversation. I wasn't going to hide behind sleek edits or fancy effects. I was going to sit down, turn the camera on, and speak honestly from the heart. The rough edges, the pauses, the rawness. It was all part of the point. It had to feel real. It had to remind people that the internet wasn't just a machine, that there were real humans still behind the screen. But it wasn't just going to be a rant. I wanted the video to be a call to arms, a challenge to everyone watching. I wanted to bring the real people of the internet back together, to make them see that they weren't alone, that they didn't have to settle for lifeless, soulless content, for shallow interactions with bots pretending to be humans. I wanted to make people question what they'd been accepting as normal. The video hit all the notes I wanted to cover, addressing everything that had happened so far, with AI creeping into every crevice of creativity, the impact it was having, not just on people like me, but the consumers of this new wave of hollow media. And finally, a call to action to bring back real, thought-provoking media. I knew it was a long shot, that the internet was a vast, faceless place, and the odds that my video would reach anyone who actually cared were slim. But I had to try. If I could reach even a few people, remind them that they were still here, maybe, just maybe, it could start something. For days I worked on it. I scripted out parts of it, but left space for improvisation, for my real emotions to come through in the moment. I recorded in long takes, no fancy cuts or edits. It was just me, sitting in front of my camera, speaking my truth. There were moments where my voice cracked, moments where I stumbled over my words, but I left them all in. Those imperfections were part of the point. It had to feel real, because it was real. By the time I finished editing, I felt drained, but strangely hopeful. This was it. This was my last stand. If this didn't work, if this didn't reach people, then maybe the internet really was lost to the machines. I uploaded the video, my heart pounding in my chest, and hit publish. Now, all I could do was wait. I sat there, refreshing the page over and over. At first, I thought it just needed time to gain traction. I personally didn't have enough followers for videos to hit the ground running. But the more I refreshed, the more that hollow feeling grew in my chest. The numbers didn't move. A few views trickled in, 10, maybe 20. But that was it, barely a blip. I knew what the algorithm favored. I knew how it buried content that didn't meet its formula. But I'd convinced myself that this time it would be different, that people would see it, and its divergent nature would grab people's attention. But the algorithm was stronger than that. My video was already sinking. I clicked over to the trending page and felt my stomach drop. It was full of the same garbage. AI headlines and viral clips, all designed to keep people mindlessly scrolling. Quick dopamine hits. Everything I fought against in my video was thriving, while my own work was nowhere to be seen. I tried to push it further. Maybe social media would help. I posted everywhere I could think of. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Each time with a caption explaining how important it was, why people needed to watch it. But it barely made a dent. My posts got swallowed up, drowned beneath a wave of trending memes, auto-generated posts, and viral challenges. I watched as the notifications I hoped would flood in turned into a slow trickle of likes, all from the same handful of people who had been with me from the start. The more I watched, the more it felt like everything I believed in was slipping through my fingers. I'd spent days, weeks working on this video, hoping it would break through the noise. But it was like no one even noticed. No one cared. The video wasn't bad. I knew it wasn't. It was everything I'd set out to make. Real, human, imperfect. But in a world where the algorithm ruled, it wasn't what people wanted. All that work, all that effort, and for what? My heart sank as I realized what was happening, and my worst fears were being confirmed. People didn't care. I stopped refreshing the page after a while. There was no point. My video was gone, buried beneath the noise, and it felt like a piece of me had gone with it. That's when the paranoia started to creep in. I scrolled through my feed, looking at the posts, the comments, the endless waves of content. And it all started to feel wrong, hollow, like there was no one behind the screen anymore. Even the comments on my own posts felt off, generic, lifeless, like they'd been written by an algorithm just to fill space. People saying things like, "great video" or "nice work," but there was no depth to it, no real engagement. I checked my video to double check the comments there, and though there were few, it was the same thing. Some comments saying something completely irrelevant like, "this recipe was amazing." Mismatched generic responses that would have been drowned out in a booming video that stuck out so oddly here. I clicked through the profiles of some of the people who had commented. It was the same story. Empty accounts, barely any content, just a few posts here and there. It felt like they weren't real people, just bots designed to simulate interaction. Was anyone real anymore? The more I scrolled, the worse it got. Everything felt automated. From the posts to the comments to the interactions. Even the emails I received started to feel suspicious, like they were being written by AI programs designed to sound human but missing the little nuances that made conversations real. I tried to tell myself I was overreacting, that it was just my imagination running wild. But deep down, I knew something was wrong. It was like the internet had become fully automated, and the people I used to know were gone. I started to wonder if there were any real humans left on the other side of the screen, or if they'd all given up, just like I had. The email came on a Friday morning, the kind of email that looks harmless at first glance, but you know the moment you click it, everything changes. Subject line: upcoming company transition, AI-generated content strategy. I opened it with a sinking feeling. The message was brief, sterile. The company was transitioning to a fully AI-generated content model. No more hybrid system, no more human creators. All content would be produced by AI from here on out. They framed it like a victory. Efficiency, cost-cutting, engagement metrics skyrocketing. They didn't even try to soften the blow. The last paragraph got right to the point. In light of these changes, we will be reducing our staff. Unfortunately, this means that we will no longer require your services as a content creator. Your contributions have been invaluable. I sat there, staring at the words, feeling the ground drop out from beneath me. It wasn't just my job. It was everything. I knew this day might come, but I convinced myself it was still years away, that people would eventually push back, demand something more than just endless streams of machine-made content. But I was wrong. The machines had won. Everyone I knew from the company had gotten the same email. Every creator, every writer, they were all being let go. All that was left were a handful of supervisors to manage the output. No more human voices, just AI churning out endless streams of content designed to feed the algorithm. I closed the email and sat in silence. My work, my voice, was no longer needed. I spent my last few days at the company in a daze. The office, once buzzing with ideas and creativity, was now eerily quiet. Most of the staff had already packed up and left, and the few who remained were just biding their time, waiting for the inevitable. I tried to keep working, to push through the last few tasks before my account was deactivated, but it felt pointless. Every time I uploaded something, I knew it didn't matter. No one was going to see it. It would be buried under the mountain of generic clickbait content flooding the site. I started looking around at other platforms, hoping to find some glimmer of hope, some corner of the internet where human creators still had a place. But it was the same story everywhere I looked. Every major platform was saturated with these kinds of posts. The places that once celebrated human creativity, platforms that had been built on the idea of individuals sharing their voices, were now nothing more than echo chambers. Videos, articles, podcasts, social media posts, everything was generated by the same algorithms, perfectly optimized for engagement, but completely devoid of soul. I found a video, something that seemed interesting at first, a piece that looked like it might have been made by a human. Desperate to connect, I clicked on it, and as I watched, I felt that faint glimmer of hope. Maybe this was it. Maybe I'd found a corner of the internet that hadn't been taken over. But as I scrolled down to the comment section, my heart sank. It was the same story. Endless lines of empty, robotic responses. It was like a chorus of bots, each one repeating the same hollow praise. I tried to leave my own comment, something thoughtful, something real. But as soon as I hit post, it felt like my words had been swallowed up, lost in the noise. There was no response, no engagement. my comment was just another drop in the ocean of meaningless interaction. I sat back in my chair, the weight of it all crashing down on me. This was it. There was no place left for human expression online. My voice, and the voices of every creator like me, had been drowned out by the endless churn of generated content. We didn't matter anymore. I stared at the screen, my last comment still sitting there, unread, ignored. I wasn't even sure if anyone would ever see it. The internet was dead.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.